I can't understand where he's come from at all. We put in a number of amendments prioritising the need to prioritise the most needy, the need for the banks to get more involved and provide low or zero interest loan and provide sympathetic lending. We look for amendments around a wraparound service to support the affected homeowners, that the houses had to be returned to mortgageable condition, a number of other amendments along those lines. We also did mention force majeure. I hear the comments were in relation to suggesting I was looking to refer it as an act of God. There's absolutely no reference to act of God in the definition of force majeure. I've looked it up here, and it's unforeseeable and exceptional circumstances beyond the control of the contracting party. And the reality is, from a homeowner's perspective, what we want to see here is the use of that force majeure, a recognition to allow, if you like, some of the regulatory restrictions to be waived to allow the works to get to be done as quickly as possible. We're not looking to make a political football out of this at all. We're merely looking to address some of the issues of the homeowners, and perhaps there might be a possibility of using the force majeure option to fast-track some of the works. I'm very disappointed that he should take issue with our efforts to speed up the works in general, and I don't really understand where he's coming from. I've seen some of his own amendments, and actually I think there's nothing wrong with them. I appreciate the fact that he's sought to back up the suggestion we had made that there needed to be mapping of the geological mapping to identify the locations where quarries should not be put to be not developed in the areas, because this would be, if you like, to ensure that this type of pyrite or pyrrhotite is not used for building materials again.
His assertion is that any reference to force majeure or concepts like that could potentially take the focus away from the fact that it was a failure of regulation and a failure of successive governments to ensure that the regulations in place with regards to blocks were upheld and that the homeowners themselves are at no fault. His assertion is that if you introduce force majeure, you're possibly introducing a clause that lets people off the hook.
Absolutely nothing of the sort. The only reason why we want to introduce any level of force majeure is to allow people to get on with the works, recognise that it's unforeseeable and exceptional circumstances from the homeowner's perspective, and they need to be allowed to, if you like, progress with the works as quickly as possible. And anything that would allow that the fast-tracking or the streamlining of that, such as force majeure, should be taken into account. In no way are we trying to, in some way, divert any responsibilities in this, and we most certainly want to try and, if you like, support homeowners and fast-track the works. That's our interest. That's why we put the motions forward, and I think it's playing with politics to suggest we're trying to do it for any other reason.